Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today. Talking a lot of golf over the next 30 minutes. We got another elevated event this week, the Travelers Championship. All the big guys on the PGA Tour are teeing it up this week in Connecticut, so we'll dive into that. Ryan Noonan going to join us here in moments, give out some of his favorite plays for this weekend out in Cromwell. Also, we will talk Game 6 of the NBA Finals, which is coming up tomorrow. We will dive in to today's MLB slate. Chase Kitty going to join us later on in the show, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with Ryan Noonan. Make sure you guys are following Ryan on X at Ryan Noonan. 4 for 4 bets, and also Bet Spurts Golf as well. Ryan, great having you on once again this week, man. Excited for the Travelers Championship. Just a little bit of a different setup this week than what we had last week at Oakmont. So what are really the main things that you're looking for this week and the golfers that you're backing at TPC River Highlands?
It's an interesting track, PJ. I mean, could not be more different, obviously, than Oakmont. We've seen such a wide variety of winners here historically. You know, and it's only been a signature event for the last couple of years. So obviously the field strength has improved pretty drastically. But you go back a handful of years, this is a spot where Ches Reavy and Dustin Johnson won back-to-back years. Could not have different skill sets. And that's kind of what we typically see at Pete Dye Designs. This is a Pete Dye track. We have a lot of them on the tour. TPC Sawgrass, Harbortown, you know, that we play the week after the Masters, where it tend to be designed to mitigate distance, a little bit more strategy off the tee, significantly less driver usage off the tee. So you get a lot of spots where a lot of holes, guys are playing from the same spot in the fairway. So you got to be really dialed in here, birdies in bunches. This is a spot where there's a pretty significant missed fairway penalty. So similar, I guess, to Oakmont last week, you need to kind of be in the fairway or be in the right spot. But it becomes a wedge fest and a putting contest. And, you know, while those aren't always thrilling, it's kind of been a great event. Like, the weekend's always great. We had a lot of playoffs here. It's a tough finishing stretch. So I think we'll have a pretty interesting week.
I'm with you. That back nine at the Travelers, I always love. A lot of drama. It's going to be a birdie fest, low numbers. Guy that I probably like the best this week, Ryan, is going to be Justin Thomas. You mentioned Pete Dye Golf Course. We saw him won at Harbortown. He's 25-1 at BetMGM. Are you with me this week on JT? Is he somebody that you like?
Yeah, he's kind of one of my favorites. I guess, you know, if you're shopping in the non-Scotty market, you just want to take Scotty head on this week. JT ranked second for me in some of the data modeling that I did this week. He obviously loves some of these wedge fests. He's one of the best wedge players historically since he's been APG Tour Pro. You know, less than driver can suit him well as well here, because, you know, sometimes he can get a little wayward off the tee with the big stick. So clubbing down suits him well. One at Harbortown, another Pete Dye track we played here a couple months ago. So yeah, I would very much like him at the very top of the board. My favorite at the top of the board, and again, I am mostly just hanging out in terms of outrights in the non-Scotty market. Early in the week, those are pretty competitive prices, and even some of those are better than where they have closed. Russell Henley. I love Russell Henley in spots like this where his lack of distance isn't really punished a ton. Not a great history at this venue, which is kind of surprising. You know, hasn't played here a ton. T6 back in 2018. But these spots where, you know, he's going to be playing from the fairway, wedges, good drive percentage. These are all things that, you know, rank really well for him. Outside of Scotty and Justin Thomas, looking back at the last 2 years on strokes gained total short and very short golf courses with easy scoring additions, Russell Henley's third for me this week. So love him, 35-1, 30-1 or so without Scotty. I love Russ this week.
I love it. What are you doing with Sam Burns this week, Ryan? He's the one I'm most torn on because, I mean, the game is obviously there, right? He easily could have won the last two events that he's played. He's probably the hottest putter in the world. The irons are looking really good. But, like, mentally, if you're Sam Burns, you've come that close two times in a row, especially winning your first major. Like, can he get it going again this week? Where are you with Burns at 30-1?
It's a tough ask. Not going to be on any card for me this week, and not for any particular reason. Just I think there is something to the mental drain of, you know, being in contention 4 days in a major, somewhat coughing one up in Canada the week before. You know, obviously we like the form. Form is great. You know, if you wanted to throw a finishing position bat again, 72 man field and no cut. So, you know, it kind of changes the you know, math of how those things work a little bit this week. But yeah, Burnsy. Like, I like that he's playing well. Would love to see him continue to play well, work himself into the back end of that Ryder Cup team with some form. Could use his skill set there for sure. As you mentioned, you know, probably the best putter on tour right now. But I'm going to sit out this week on Burns.
You know, there are a few events every year, Ryan, where Patrick Cantlay just shows up and he just contends every year, right? It's the Memorial. It's Harbortown, like we were talking about earlier, and it's the Travelers. Seven straight years, he's finished in the top 15. Anything with Cantlay, just a placement bet with him? Would you look outright market? Any thoughts on him?
It's really hard when we do this. You want to let, you know, like trends or, you know, the data kind of, you know, drive some decisions for us. It's probably the right way to do it. Occasionally you just have a guy that just is not your guy and just doesn't end up really ever being on my card. Some, you know, not that I'm anti-Cantley. Again, we'd love to see him in the Ryder Cup team and do a bunch of stuff for us when we get there later in the year. But yeah, Cantley's just not a guy for me that I love to bet. Hard to argue with his track record on, you know, these kind of bent Northeast POA tracks. He's fared really well here historically. So I understand why people would be on it. But just the price is just a little too short for a guy that really hasn't, I mean, he hasn't won in 3 years since I think Caves Value, the BMW in 2022, but really just doesn't even taste in any Sunday smoke. Like, it's not like he's in it and, you know, gagging any away. He's just not really there. He'll pop and have like a fantastic round. Sometimes it's the first round, but it's just not a guy that's been in contention enough for me to pay the prices that he's going off the board at.
Yeah, totally makes sense. We're talking with Ryan Noonan here on Send It In. Make sure you guys are following Ryan on X at Ryan Noonan. Ryan, who are some other golfers that you like this week? Maybe somebody down the board, some long shots. You mentioned you like JT, you like Russell Henley, obviously Scotty at the top of the board. Anybody else maybe worth taking a flyer on this week?
Kind of in the Sam Burns light. This is a guy that has a similar skill set and profile that has actually been in the mix the last couple of weeks, maybe not quite as grueling or mentally. It's Cam Young. Cam Young, I've not been a Cam Young guy historically. I was on him at Canada, a T4, followed up with a T4 again last week. The putter's doing a lot of the work, but another spot where clubbing down can serve him well. I really likes putting here as well. 59 on Saturday last year. Like him quite a bit, 40-1 without Scheffler, finishing position markets. He's also a really interesting first round, a positional bet too. He's got some pretty massive AM-PM splits in terms of his first round scoring over the last calendar year, and he's going off at like 10 a.m. with the tee time. So, you know, Cam Young, top 20 round one, I think is a bet that's, you know, I'm willing to look at here. But he also, you know, finishing positions, top 10, I think he's in the mix as well. I'm going with a couple of you know, historically really good putters, because I think it's going to matter here. You know, obviously, you know, when you're taking on Scotty in this top of the line field, you have to have some guys that have some legit ceiling with the flat stick. Matt McNeely, 45-1, is of interest to me. He's played well on some of these shorter tracks. Top five finishes this year, including Harbortown, which we talked about, the RBC Heritage, and on some other tracks where off the tee play really mattered, where you need to keep the ball in play in the fairway. The Genesis, which we played at Torrey Pines this year, big, thick rough, obviously a different ballpark, a little bit longer for sure. Same thing with Memorial, a little bit more distance, but you have to keep yourself in play at Muirfield Village. Outside of, some guys that missed the cut, all the cut makers last week, Mav was third in strokes gained off the tee, in gain through distance and accuracy. So like him, Denny McCarthy. Denny, I think, is in play. Significant longer shot, triple digits if you're taking on Scotty. I think you can find 70 in the without Scotty market. Also a first-round leader play. I think he's in the mix as well. We know Denny can get absolutely white hot with the putter. T8 at the PGA Championship. And then it's historically played pretty well at P Dye setups as well. So I like Denny down the board too.
Love it. Anybody on the other side of the coin, Ryan? Anybody look to fade this week that you're maybe targeting in matchups, maybe betting them to miss the cut? Or there's no cut this week, so anybody matchups or somebody that you just have no interest in this week?
Yeah, I guess it would have been Cantley, just because I think he's going to get some matchup spots against some of the other top elite guys that I think he's probably a tier below. No other guys that I'm actively against. I'm willing to kind of throw out anything Oakmont related for some guys, like a confirmation bias if you played well and I want to bet on you. But I'm also comfortable throwing out the bad performances from a Shane Lowry or a Sepp Straka or anything like that. Those guys probably were able to get to Connecticut a little bit earlier and kind of wash away what happened in Pennsylvania for them. So I'm not really worried about anything that happened there with them. But no one that I'm kind of going out of the way to target. Maybe Cantley would be the one based off of where I would think he'll be matchup price-wise.
Ryan, before I let you go, we obviously got one major left, the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. That market is open. People are already firing away or some bets. Anybody that you're targeting, you thought maybe there was a good price, some good value on anybody that you're taking at the Open?
I'd love to dig in a little bit early. This is the one where I sit out, BJ, because this is one that we've seen it historically. We saw it even last year, where the weather wave can be so dramatic. It makes such a difference. And you can have some great CLV, pick off a bad line, and by the time we get to Portrush next month, that could be completely dead based off of weather that we see the week before. So that's kind of the one that I do sit out in terms of jumping in early, because I've been victim of feeling pretty good about some CLV, which matters less in golf outright betting than probably anywhere else anyway. But at the same time, you hate to have a ticket that's just absolutely dead because your guy's going to get washed away with the weather.
No, makes a lot of sense. I think that's some great advice. Ryan Noonan, 4 for 4 bets, BetSpurts Golf. Give him a follow on X at Ryan Noonan. Ryan, always great talking golf with you, man. Enjoy the travels. We'll catch up again soon.
You got it, PJ. Let's win some bets this week.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In, talking some more golf. Going to have my guy, Shawnee Sharp, help us out here as we look at some golfers. Always do this on a Wednesday, right? We kind of compare two golfers, which one we would rather bet. Shawnee Sharp, what's our first one on the board?
Yeah, Peach, the first one we got here is without Scotty Market. We got Justin Thomas at 20-1 or Ludvig Åberg at 20-1.
Yeah, you guys know JT's my guy this week. So without Scotty Market, I'm taking him at 20-1. This is a great course for him. If there's any course on the PGA Tour that you don't need to use driver a lot, I'm always going to target Justin Thomas. Historically, this course, you're using your wedges about 45% of the time. Fits right into JT's wheelhouse. As we were talking, really nauseam, with Ryan, JT won at Harbortown earlier this year. Pete Dye design, shorter course, don't really have to use a lot of driver, and he won there. So JT, coming off of Oakmont and the miscut, I'm sure he knows he's got a great opportunity this week. This is a course that should set up really well for him. So I'll take JT 20-1.
All right, how about first round leader here? Both guys are at 25-1. Patrick Cantlay or Xander Schauffele?
I'm going to go with Cantlay. Both guys, good course history here, but again, Cantlay the last 7 years has finished in the top 15 or better. So he's always putting himself in contention. He's got 2 top 5 finishes the last couple of years. I would rather take a guy like that who has been consistent, has shown that he's constantly at the top of the leaderboard at this event, and hope that he gets off to a great start tomorrow. So I'll take Cantlay over Xander if I had to choose first round leader.
All right, we have a BetMGM first round special. Scotty Scheffler to shoot a 65 or lower at +110, or Rory McIlroy to shoot a 65 or lower at +120.
feel like you got to go with Scotty, right? I mean, Rory, who knows what you're going to get this week? Obviously, since the Masters, it hasn't been the same, which is expected. When Rory run the Masters, it was going to go one of two ways. He was either going to use that momentum and just try to win all the majors that year, or he was going to kind of take his foot off the gas a little bit, and that's what happened. He missed the cut at the RBC Canadian Open. He barely made the cut at Oakmont, but his game obviously isn't where it was earlier in the season. Who knows where his head's at coming in to this week? Whereas Scotty, he's back on a PGA course that's not all that difficult, that he won last year, where you need to make a lot of birdies. I mean, it's setting up really good for Scheffler. So I would look at Scotty rather than Rory to shoot a 5-under or better tomorrow.
All right, let's get into some placement bets now. Top five finish, Colin Morikawa at 3-1 or Rory McIlroy plus 240.
Yeah, let's go with Colin. Again, I'm not doing anything with Rory this week. That doesn't mean he can't win. That doesn't mean he's not going to finish top five, top 10, or have a great week. I just don't want to bet on him at these prices because of the volatility, because of the range of rounds that we could get out of Rory. Wouldn't shock me if he won this thing. Wouldn't shock me if he finished like tied for 50th. So Morikawa, this course really should suit his game well with how great of a ball striker he is, iron player, wedge player. It's all about the putting with Morikawa. And if he is a hot putter this week, he's probably going to win the event with how good his irons are. So I would rather take Morikawa, especially at the better price, plus 300, top five.
All right, top 10 finish, Bobby Mack at plus 250 or Sam Burns at plus 250.
You know, I'm going to go with Sam Burns. Again, I'm a little on the fence with Sam just because he has been in contention the last 2 weeks, and mentally you don't really know where he's at. Can he still put himself in striking distance another week? But the guy's the best putter in the world right now. He's number one strokes gained putting. He's a great iron player, really good wedge player. And, you know, even if he doesn't win, he can still get us a top 10, still be in contention. So I'll ride with Sam Burns, plus 350.
All right, last one here for you, Peach. We'll skip the top 20 finish. What's your favorite nationality bet heading into the Travelers?
I'm going to go top European market. Let's go with Sepp Straka at plus 750. You got Rory in there, obviously, Ludvig, Fleetwood, Hovland, Lowry, to name a few. But I'm going to go with Sepp. Sepp has missed the cut at all three majors this year. You look at all the other events, the non-majors, I mean, he's been one of the best players on the PGA Tour this year. There should be another course that should really suit him well with how good of a season he's had putting, how good he's been as a ball striker. Outside of Scotty Scheffler, Sepp might be the number two ball striker on the PGA Tour. He's been that good so far this year. So I would definitely look at Sepp, top European. I think that's a nice price for him at plus 750. All right, let's talk some baseball. Little big league Peach here on Send It In. Only one day game today. It's going to be the Red Sox and the Mariners out in Seattle, 4:10 p.m. Eastern time, and it's a great pitching matchup. Garrett Crochet against Luis Castillo. But with the day game out there in Seattle, ball carrying a little bit, I think 6.5 is a little too low. If this game was played at night, I would understand. I think being played, though, during the day maybe should be 7. In fact, we're getting the 6.5. I'll take the over in that one. Phillies Marlins going to be a pass for me today. Ranger Suarez on the mound for Philadelphia, minus 200 favorite. No look there. Tigers have Scoobal on the mound today going up against Pittsburgh. If you want to bet a Pittsburgh team total under, I would understand. Worst offense in baseball going up against the best pitcher in baseball. Probably not a good matchup for Pittsburgh, but I'm staying away from that one. I'm going to take the Rockies on the money line again today at plus 135 against the Nationals. I think you have to continue to fade the Nats until they get rid of Davey Martinez. It's kind of like the end of Brandon Hyde's tenure with the Orioles and how they were looking. It's how the Nats are looking right now. And until they make a change, I don't really think you can bet the Nats. We've seen the Rockies sweep the Marlins not too long ago. I mean, they haven't just beaten the Nats. They've kind of pummeled them the last couple days. They're hitting a bunch of home runs. They had 7 yesterday. So I'll take the Rockies again today on the money line at plus 135. Angels and Yankees. How about the Yanks have been held scoreless in their last 3 games, last 29 innings of baseball? The total is 9.5 today. Ryan Yarbrough on the mound for the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees offense just can't keep hitting like it is. Eventually, it's going to break out. I think today is going to be the day, so I probably would look over 9.5 for Yankees and Angels. D-backs and Blue Jays today in Toronto. Eric Lauer against Eddie Rodriguez for Arizona. Lauer's been good so far for Toronto this year, but he hasn't gone deep into games. So I would look at betting Toronto first five money line. I'd also look at betting the first five under five runs in that game as well. Twins and Reds in Cincinnati. I like the over in this one, over 9. I think it should be 9.5, maybe even 10. Great hitting weather today out in Cincinnati. And you also have Nick Lodolo on the mound for the Reds, who's got crazy reverse splits when you're talking about home versus road starts. When he's on the road, 2.31 ERA. When he's at home, 5.85 ERA. So we'll go over 9 in Twins and Reds. Mets and Braves today. Chris Sale on the mound for Atlanta going up against Paul Blackburn. Atlanta -190 favorite. No way I can lay that juice with Atlanta. Do want to bet the Mets on the run line at +1.5, but not at -140. So maybe the Braves can get up early in this game. Nice live betting opportunity on New York. Orioles and the Rays today in Tampa. Trevor Rogers against Taj Bradley. Rogers making his second start of the season. He was awesome in his first start. Orioles have been taking money in this series so far in the first 2 days. They took a bunch of money yesterday. They came through with the win. They're taking a bunch of money again today. They were +115. Now they're -102. Think the O's are the right side again today against Tampa Bay. Cardinals and White Sox, no play there. Royals and Rangers, I'll take the under. Chris Bubich and Patrick Corbin, two guys that are having really good years for their respective teams. So I'll go under 8 in Rangers and Royals. Brewers and Cubs, give me Chicago on the money line. Jameson Taillon's been good so far this year for the Cubbies. 2.72 ERA in 43 innings pitched at home. So give me Cubs money line -150. Giants and Guardians, I'm going to take the Guardians on the money line today at +120. They've won the first two games of that series. Verlander has pitched okay for San Francisco, but he has yet to record a win. I'll take Cleveland on the money line. Luis Severino at home today for the A's against Sacramento. You guys know when Severino's at home, his ERA goes way up. I'll take the Astros with Framber on the mound at -155, and then Padres, Dodgers, no play for me in that one. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. Don't worry if your home run bet doesn't clear the fences. BetMGM is your back with an MLB home run no sweat token. Just activate your token on an MLB home run bet. If your bet comes up short, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets. All right, let's check in now with our guy Chase Kitty, BetMGM writer. Give Chase a follow on X at Chase A Kitty. We're going all over the board today with Chase Kitty. Chase, I want to start in Omaha with you, my friend. We got two games today. Coastal Louisville, we got Arkansas and LSU in the nightcap. Anything you're eyeing in either of those two games? Or maybe there's a bet that you like in the futures market for somebody to win the national title.
Coastal, dude, they're on a sick run right now. I don't know how you don't get behind the shots at some point. So yeah, I mean, I think the money line is a little juicy there to go against Louisville, but it's college baseball. They don't have any problem putting runs on the board. So I think laying 2.5 at a plus number is actually a decent buy for a team that's won like a million games in a row. Yeah. So I like Coastal in the short play this afternoon.
Love it. All right. What about NBA Finals, Chase? Game 6, OKC, 6.5-point favorite tomorrow. The total's as low as we've seen so far in the finals at 222.5. What are your plays in that one?
Yeah, I feel like I always have to go back to the well and remind people that might be listening for the first time or not paying super close attention to what my card is. I'm not betting a lot of games in this because I already have a Thunder over Pacers exacta. So like I'm already leveraged. I don't need to get it personally involved any more than that, in my opinion. But you're right to point out sort of where the numbers have gone and where that might lead betting action for somebody that doesn't already have the positions. I think it's interesting that the total movement, I think the assumption there is if you limit Halliburton or you take him off the board, either one, you are really inhibiting and affecting what Indiana's offense is going to be able to do. Because the Thunder, to this point, even in the games where the Pacers have been successful, they really mess with Halliburton's ability to score himself and facilitate offense. So if Halliburton is himself limited and the Thunder can then go limit somebody else, maybe Siakam, maybe another player, with their defensive intensity, it's really going to be hard for the Pacers to keep up at that point. So I think that's maybe where you're seeing the total. I've been a little surprised that we haven't seen the spread pop out a little bit more when we saw the Halliburton injury news pop The line went basically from 4.5 to 6.5. 5.5 is a pseudo key number in basketball. So pretty sensible move there in the market. But knowing what we know, knowing that the Thunder could close it out, knowing that maybe the walls are kind of closing in Indy, I'm surprised we haven't seen a 7.5. So I wouldn't buck it at anybody that wants to buy in on the 6.5. As for the props, I was talking with Jake last week while you were out chasing greens. I really liked the Aaron Wiggins under points, because the road splits for some of these Thunder players that are coming off the bench are nuts.
Yeah.
And Aaron Wiggins is probably the best of them. So to see him get 15 or 20 and pop the market back up, and then they go on the road again, under 5.5 is like an automatic play for me. And the VIG is really appropriate as well at -105.
I love that look. I'm right with you there. Aaron Wiggins under. Chase, what about tennis, man? What can you tell us about anything that you like going on?
Yeah, you know, this is not maybe my favorite bet of the week. When you've got European tennis and it's like 1:30 in the afternoon, you're kind of up against the end of the day, so you're looking to the Thursday bets at this point. Markita Vondrousova, she's a Czech player. She won Wimbledon in 2023, so she is a strong grass player when she has it together, but she's been hurt a lot this year. She's coming back from injury right now. She just beat Madison Keys, so you know she has some kind of decent form. She's playing Diana Schlatter, I think is her name. I'm not super familiar with this player, but she's not a great grass player, and yet she's -130 against a player that won Wimbledon 2 years ago. It seems to me like the market is not acknowledging Vondrousova's improved health and that she's not necessarily really hurt anymore. So at a +100 there, I think that's a decent value play in a quieter week where we're sort of in between slams.
All right, very good. Chase, we had you on a couple weeks ago. You were giving out some college football win totals. We're getting closer and closer to that time of the year. As you continue to dive into these teams, handicap, win totals, anything else that jumps out at you?
Yeah, you know, this week, BetMGM just posted the yes-no playoff market, which is awesome. I hit that a lot every offseason. They also have a market up for who will be the number one seed. And so, you know, not placing any bets or anything, but I've been looking at those numbers, and I found something I thought was really interesting and worth sharing. There's three teams that are co-favorites to be the number one seed in the playoff. It's Texas, it's Ohio State, and Notre Dame. And based on what we know from last season and some obvious assumptions we can make going into this season about Ohio State or about Cooper Flag, Notre Dame making the national title game, that seems like a sensible three. If you go look at those same teams' markets to make the playoffs, Texas, giant favorite, right? Like they're a $3 favorite to make the playoff. Ohio State, biggest favorite in the entire market as the reigning national championship. No real surprises there. Notre Dame at -150 to make the playoff, when they're also a co-favorite to be the number one seed, I thought was a really interesting duality. And I know a lot of people probably don't want to have their money tied up for the next 5 months on a -150 make the playoff bet, but just in terms of raw market value and futures arbitrage, like that seems like a kind of a questionable price to me. I really am interested in that Notre Dame position.
All right, makes a lot of sense. Love it, man. Great having Chase on, diving into just about everything, college baseball, tennis, NBA, and college football. Chase, always great having you on, man. We will talk again to you soon. Appreciate it.
Yeah, see you, PJ.
All right, sir. Chase Kitty, guys, give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, Bet MGM writer. All right, we got a promo before we get into best bets. One more promo that we have to hit. It's a BetMGM bonus bets giveaway, and BetMGM is giving you a chance to win a bonus bet. All you have to do is go on X and follow us at the BetMGM Network. Make sure you're following at BetMGM as well. Tag a friend, and you guys have a chance to win some bonus bets, so make sure you take advantage of that. All right, let's get into our favorite plays of the day, some of our card as well for the Travelers Championship. Let's start going streaking. We're taking Vladimir Guerrero Jr. today of the Blue Jays to get a base hit off of Eduardo Rodriguez. 6-for-16 in his career is Vladdy. We love a good right-handed hitter versus left-handed pitcher matchup. Vladdy will be our play in going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Patrick Cantlay, top 20 at -125. It's probably my favorite bet this week in golf. Even though Cantlay really isn't in decent form, like Ryan was mentioning earlier, really hasn't put himself in position to really contend for a win in a couple of years. every year there are just certain courses that Cantlay just shows up and he just puts himself into a top 10, top 5, top 15, and this is one of those courses. Again, 7 straight years he has finished inside the top 15. So we'll take him top 20, lay a little bit of juice. Cantlay minus 125, my prop block of the day. Dog of the day, give me the Colorado Rockies on the money line to get their 16th win of the year, 15th win of the year, whatever it is nowadays. They're going for the sweep, though, against the Nats today. Guys, as you know, I'm here in the D.C. area about a block away from Nats Park. The vibes are not good right now. They were booing the team yesterday. They were booing the manager. It's ugly. They've lost 10 in a row, and until they get rid of Davey Martinez, I think you got to continue to fade the Nats. We'll take the Rockies on the money line at plus 135. And then my best bet, give me the Omaha Hogs, Arkansas, minus 130 against LSU today. I think Arkansas is going to win, and then we're going to get a winner-take-all to head to the College World Series National Championship, best of three. These are the two best teams remaining. I think these are the two best teams in college baseball. Arkansas has got a little bit of a pitching advantage today, which is why they're favored. Give me the Hogs at minus 130. As for our card for the Travelers Championship, which gets going tomorrow in Connecticut, love Justin Thomas this week. Sam Burns, I'm hoping that mentally he's there because the game is. So if Sam is in the right headspace, he should be in contention once again. JT to finish top 10 along with Sepp Straka, and then Cantlay, as I mentioned, with Russell Henley, and then Sam Burns top 20 at plus 120. Those are the guys that I'm riding this week at the Travelers Championship. Thanks again to Ryan Noonan, Chase Kitty for joining us today on the show. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Send It In. We will see you tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.